President Bush today named the head of one of Wall Street's top financial firms to lead the Treasury Department. The president nominated Henry Paulson Jr., who's chairman of Goldman Sachs. If he's confirmed by the Senate, he would replace John Snow, who announced his resignation earlier today. The president made his announcement at a White House ceremony with both Paulson and Snow at his side.
As Treasury Secretary, Hank will be my principal advisor on the broad range of domestic and international economic issues that affect the well-being of all Americans. Hank shares my philosophy that the economy prospers when we trust the American people to save, spend, and invest their money as they see fit.
And let's go now to NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, just last week the president was saying that John Snow was doing, quote, a fine job. Does this mean he's not doing such a fine job after all?
That may be the kiss of death when the president says that about you, when the rumors are flying. And Steve, this is a surprise announcement today that we have been waiting a year and a half for. That's how long the administration has been leaking that John Snow is on his way out, that John Snow is going to be replaced soon. Here is the thing that I find really interesting, too. It was last week at the press conference with Tony Blair that the president was asked about Snow, and he was asked, has he given you any indication he intends to leave this job anytime soon? The president said, no, he has not talked to me about his resignation. Snow, in his statement this morning in the Rose Garden, said, as you know, Mr. President, I've looked forward for some time to returning to private life. So there is this dance that's taking place, and there was a sense that John Snow wasn't the most dashing figure, that even though the economy has been doing well, that the president hasn't been getting enough credit for it. So all of those things combined.
And why would the president now turn to this particular dance partner next, Henry Paulson?
Henry Paulson, whom the president kept referring to as Hank today, is very highly regarded on Wall Street. So he's got all of those credentials. But just looking at it in the Rose Garden, you could see that this is a much more gregarious fellow, that there's a bit of the salesman to him as he stands there at the microphone. And he clearly supports the president's tax policies. He's a big believer in free markets. And the White House is hoping that he is a guy who will be out there in a big way. And he does have very solid credentials. So he's just the kind of guy they were looking for here at this point.
When you say out there in a big way, what is it exactly that a Treasury Secretary can do to affect the economy?
Well, that's a good question. And the other question that it raises is whether or not he'll be in a position where he can make policy, or if he will essentially just be carrying out the marching orders of what comes to him from the Oval Office and the team within the White House. There is a Gallup poll that's out from earlier this month that says only 25% of Americans rate the economy as good. 45% say it is fair. 25% say it is poor. To the White House, that is just not acceptable. This is a president who is desperately looking for good news that he can promote and, more importantly, get credit for. So look for the new Treasury Secretary to be a cheerleader.
Thanks very much. That's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And again, the news this morning, the president has nominated Goldman Sachs Chairman Henry Paulson to replace John Snow as Treasury Secretary.